USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key inflation barometer shows prices rose faster than expected last month. Numbers out from the Labor Department Wednesday show the PPI, the price businesses get for what they produce, jumped by 0.4%. That's higher than most experts predicted. The report comes despite efforts by the Fed Reserve to fight surging inflation. The Biden administration says it plans on reassessing the United States' relationship with Saudi Arabia in the wake of OPEC Plus's drastic cut in oil production. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says the administration has no one to blame but themselves for the country's energy shortage.
This is a real self-inflicted wound. He threatened our energy companies not to produce, and now, as a result, he has to go to the Saudi, to the kingdom, and threaten them to produce more energy.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says without proof, Saudi Arabia's move to cut production is a clear sign they are aligning themselves with Russia. A Connecticut jury ordered Alex Jones to pay more than $950 million in damages for repeatedly claiming on his InfoWars platform that the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre was a government hoax. In a move to honor veterans and indigenous people, President Biden is signing a proclamation to establish the Camp Hale Continental Divide National Monument. Speaking at the site, he said Camp Hale represents Colorado's natural beauty and tells the story of America's indigenous tribes. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower ahead of the release of another key inflation report Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 28 points to close at 29,210. USA Radio News.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
The jury in the Alex Jones defamation lawsuit has reached a verdict Wednesday afternoon on how much Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, would pay to the plaintiffs. The parents of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims are suing Jones for suggesting it was a hoax. The courtroom clerk reads the juror's decision for a total amount awarded to Rob Parker.
Total fair, just, and reasonable damages to plaintiff Robert Parker and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems at line A and line B, total $120 million.
Jones was found liable last year for damages done to the families for questioning the legitimacy of the shooting. As the producer price index came in higher than expected, many Americans are concerned that inflation is out of control. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna tells Fox News that he also blames a U.S. ally in the Middle East.
First, I blame the Saudis. I mean, they are totally outrageous and ungrateful in cutting production and hurting the American people.
Pediatricians should start screening children for depression starting at 12 years old. That's according to the U.S. Preservation Services Task Force. A panel of experts recommended that doctors should also be looking out for signs of anxiety in children as young as 8. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.